Boom.
Hey, finally.
Jeez, that took a minute.
What did you not do now this time around?
I guess I just had to put my name in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
finally you're here. I'm glad. I thought that I could do this thing like through my computer so I can use my microphone, but apparently. Guys, welcome back to my podcast, and I hope you guys have been doing amazingly well. I know it's been a while since I've like given you guys a content once again, but I'm trying to like balance life and also balance this, like the whole podcast thing. But anyway, so today I'm gonna be having a guest with me for this episode, and it is going to be fun. We're going to try and make it as fun as possible, but at the same time, like, you know, myself, I'm excited. So I'm going to introduce my guest to you. He's a friend. I don't know, he's also my, like, my brother. I don't know. He's just shy. A lot of things shut me up, but he graduated and left us in this school, but it is well. Anyways, I'm going to introduce Mo Vivi to you guys. So Vivi, can you, like, just say hello to the audience and then introduce yourself, whatever it is you want to, like, let the audience know about yourself. You just tell them.
Hey guys, well, my name is Mal Vivi, but you can call me Vivi. Like you said, Esther has been a friend to me since she stepped into NKU, and you know, a friend and a sister indeed. And yeah, I graduated from NKU 2019, this last spring, and I've been working here in Georgia, so yeah,
that's nice. See, so we're actually doing this from like different locations, so hopefully, like, you know, this works out. But yeah, so we're just gonna be having thank you, Vivi, actually, for the introduction. But we're gonna be having, you know, kind of like, I would say game ish, like games question, kind of, what am I saying? We're gonna be having like, I'm gonna be asking you questions, right? Some of them are like just, you know, fun questions, and you answer. Some of them might trigger you, some of them might not. And then I'm gonna ask some, like, you know, serious questions that I would like to, you know, get your opinion on, like, you know. So let's see. I will start with question one. Okay, so Vivi,
yeah,
tell us first of all, let me do this. I don't want to hit you too much. Okay, so tell us, like, so for like the opposite sex, right? What is like your fetish in person, like in the person, like let's say a physical fetish kind of thing? What is it that, like, you know, you just see the person and be like, okay, this makes me attracted to this person or something? You get what I'm trying to say?
Like, what I look at the first time I see a lady, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, for example, I know some people be like, oh, maybe the eyes is the fetish, or like, mine is really strange. I don't even know how to say it, but like, it could just be any. Like, or you could just say, okay, let's say, in your environment, maybe something that's your fetish is your computer, or it's a pen, or something like that. But, like, in a person, what is your fetish?
I think that would be the lips. Like, there's something that just gets me about lips. Yeah. You know, what? Like, huh? You said what?
I just said what?
it's like, I don't know. Like, you can just look at, you can really tell a person's character just from the lips. I don't know if you guys can do that, but for me, once I see a person, I see, like, the lips literally tells you everything you need to know about a person before you meet a person. It tells you if the person is arrogant, if the person is, you know, if the person is, like, you know, peaceful, if the person is, like, always smiling, or the person is always, like, you know, frowning, or whatnot, or has, like, a resting bitch face, that kind of thing. You can't just easily tell, but for me, the lips always get me.
Yeah, you don't mean it. That is what, like, well, this is supposed to calm me down. But anyways, I mean, it's not like I've had this question with like a lot of people, but it's something that I'm not like, can you just ask people what it is? Okay. That was interesting though. Alright, let's go. Let's ask the second one. Who's your celebrity crush?
Just gonna hit me with that one, Abby. Celebrity crush. I'm playing too, but I would say Nikki.
Thing that is flying outside
is Nikki.
Did you hear the sound?
Huh?
Did you hear the sound?
Of what?
The airplane.
No.
Oh, okay, cool. That's nice.
No, but I think my celebrity crush is definitely Nikki.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I believe his exp explains himself. She's just right there, you know. She get qualities. Let's put it that way.
I still get qualities. Okay. Leave it like that. By that,
but
look at
that
way.
Okay. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, too. Okay. All right, let me ask another one. Let's see. Let me rephrase. What would you do, right? If you were the opposite sex for a month?
Wow. For a month, first of all, I will not wish that because.
Yeah.
Let me land first, okay? Because you guys go through a lot with your periods and that leads to mood swings and whatnot. I don't think I can handle that one for sure. But if I was the opposite sex for, I really don't know. I'll probably just go out, I guess, and go. Like go clubbing just to see how it feels like to be approached by guys, because I've heard that from girls that like you can tell how a guy is just from the way he walks to you, the way he approaches you and whatnot. So I'm like, wow, you know. But and that's one thing. I'll probably go to the club and see how like it is from a different point of view, and then also. I'll try and get into you guys' mind simply because, like, you know, for guys, it's like, well, when we look at a girl, we're looking at eyes, we're looking at shape, we're looking at lips, we're looking at ass, boobs, all that stuff, right? I know for girls, I really don't know because I've heard, well, girls say, well, we look at ass, we look at, you know, arms. I'm like, what?
I mean, it's not a physical traits you guys look at that. Maybe some girls look at that too.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I want to be able to like experience that too, just to see that. Oh, okay, you know.
Okay, what are you guys seeing?
What do you guys like? What are they seeing exactly?
Yeah. That's very interesting. Wait, so that's it.
Well, I mean, obviously, you
emotional, you know. This one, they'll say this topic and the next day they'll change it to like, you know, take things far kind of thing.
Yeah, you girls are a mystery. That's the best way to put it.
But as I asked that question, I was like, nah, I need to ask. Is there any ask what you would do if you were opposite sex? Okay, well, interesting answer.
What about you? What would you do?
Me? Good. For a month.
For a month, yeah.
I want to say something. I think I'll just say, so I'll kind of go like in your own direction. I'll see how it is that like guys actually approach a girl, because some guys, some of the approaches is funny sometimes. I'm like, yo, what are you thinking? So I'll see how I'll try like this babe and see how it works. Anyways, but I actually want to see how that looks like. But and you know, I think one thing I will try to do is another thing I'm trying to do rather is see how this, you know, my guys, my G's, like when you guys go out or like your We'll see how it actually goes, because literally it's like nothing moves you guys except maybe like cars or sports or maybe even girls safe. I'm like, what actually goes on in this guy's mind? What do you guys discuss? So I would really want to be in that group and sit down and hear what the G's or the guys talk about. Because we are curious at some point. I'm like, what do these people, you know, we were like kind of emotionally driven, any little thing. But guys, just clap hands to do show that all what's going on. So you just like you said, I also want to bring you guys in mind, like, what goes on in this business? What do you discuss? Like, seriously.
We discuss all kinds of things now. There are different things to discuss, you know. Okay. Many sports, but you know, there are other things to discuss.
Okay, me too. I want to like experience something like that too. Either way, to be the opposite sex for a month, but I mean, there are other different things. But, yeah. Okay, but that's what me I'll do. So, the next question is all right, let me ask this one. This one is like, so it's like something to think about, but it's not really deep. So what's something you were really stressed about and it turned out to be like no big deal, like so it's not even something deep, but you really stressed about it. What's that one thing?
Graduation. It really was graduation. I mean, well, actually there are two things, right? So I was first saying it's graduation because I was like, I won't lie, my last semester at NKU, I struggled. You know, I was taking OChem 2. I'm not the best at chemistry, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was playing soccer. I was partying too, which was a very bad decision. But I was like, it's my last semester. Let me just, you know, live it up. Mm. I was partying. I quit work, but still, I still had a heavy load of schoolwork. You know, I took more classes than I needed because obviously, like, you know, I think most international students can testify to this, but like some of us took classes we didn't need.
Yeah.
Like the advisors didn't do their job. They didn't advise us properly.
Properly, exactly.
So we just took classes that were not needed. That it's just a waste of money. Money straight up into trash, you know. But
that's true.
So that one cost it then. So I had a lot of schoolwork and all that stuff, and I was partying. I was playing soccer, you know. It was stressful towards the end because then I was like, wow, I'm supposed to graduate in like less than a month and I'm still here, you know, struggling in class. So I had to start like basically almost sleeping in the library. I would be in the library till it closes. Then I'll sleep for like 2-3 hours. Boom, I'm in class again the next morning, you know, sitting down in the professor's office, you know, just trying to draw cancer. It got to one point, I was like, shall not enter this man's office and not steal the exam paper like this. It was not. It was so frustrating though. But last class, you know, man's made it.
I know, right? You're done. I know. A lot of people really complain about that course. Like people who were in, you know, the track of like taking, you can't escape it. You have to take organic chemistry.
And oh yeah.
A lot of people then were really complaining.
Organic chemistry, like there were a lot of people. There are some people who were good at it, and then there were the rest of us who were like, well, what are we gonna do? Like. I forgot what the professor's name was, but he was one of the hardest professors we had at chemistry for OChem, right? And this man, his exams, he told us, well, this particular set of questions are going to come out, like from this topic. The exam came out, we didn't see nothing. Like, that was the biggest thing everybody memorized it. Everybody was like, like, you know, even the TAs were like, you know, this question is definitely going to come out for sure, 100%. Everybody learned it, boom, the question didn't come out at all. Oh,
never experience.
It shocked me.
It shocked me.
God, I was like, what? But yeah, definitely my graduation. Then also, you know, after graduation, now it's like, well, you know, I'm graduated. Okay, now for a job. I didn't get a job. My job, I started it on my birthday, October 14th. If not, like, it was like, literally just the grace of God, honestly. Like, I got it by chance. Like, I think I posted my resume up like a month before. And then someone just reached out to me. Luckily, the woman was Nigerian, so I think that's also what helped me.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been working to. That's why I'm still working right now. But I was so stressed about it. Like, at this point, won't I just go to, like, you know, grad school so I can stay in the country, you know?
Mm.
Will I just, you know, or maybe I should just pack money and go back to Nigeria. Maybe I'll find a job there since I came to school in Yankee. But all that was, everything was just flying in and out of my house. Like, after all this trouble for 4 years, I don't know how to job, you know?
No way.
But eventually, you know.
So if you were to, like, maybe imagine that, like, you know, what you went to school for, right? If you had the chance to do something else that isn't what you're doing now, what would you do? And that thing, like, I mean, to make you blue or something like that, you know, you'd be able to do whatever. What is the thing that you
want? If I didn't go to school.
Mm-hmm. Or even if, I mean, you went, but, like, you know, you're working now, like you said, and, like, maybe there's something else you could do differently. Something else you'd like to do, and you feel like that thing will make you be fine still financially and all this stuff. What would you do?
Shoot, I'll go and play ball.
Ha ha! I could sense it. Very much possible.
I'm pretty sure everybody, like, people that know me know how much I love soccer. Like, I can play ball from morning to night. I can play FIFA from morning to night. You know, it doesn't faze me. Like, I love soccer. Even, like, so, like, if I didn't go to school, left me, I'll go and play soccer. Even not for my parents, I won't be in school. I don't like school. I don't like to anybody. I don't like school.
I don't like school. I sound sported.
I'm telling you. School is where you make your best friends, right? But at the same time, I don't like to read. It's like, why? You know, but at the same time, you have to understand that education is, you know,
it's
power, honestly. Yeah. If you're not educated, they'll play with your soul once you get to the real world.
They can
still mess with you. Yeah, like that education is essential. Like, even if you're going to do, like, if you're a musician, you still need, if, like, let's say you're a musician now, right? You still need to be able to have that wordplay. So being able to know words and, you know, being educated itself to be able to make people think about the lyrics which you are singing, then, you know, definitely education is needed. And then, you know, even with soccer too, you need to be able to know, you know, what I can use my money for. Maybe I should save it, invest it, and whatnot. You know, all that is all educational. Because if you just cry your big head and just go anyhow,
even in high school, right, and even in college, if you're an athlete or something like that, I mean, you still need the educational part of it. So, you know, if you're slacking, they'll be like, it's either you keep up with it or you're out.
Yeah.
In a way, it's still needed, but, like, last, people have different things that maybe talent or skills that can just, like, they'll be like, I prefer doing this rather than going to school to learn this and, you know, working like someone, stuff like that. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get you.
Skills for this are like, oh, but I don't, I went to school to study law or something like that, but I know I know how to play soccer. I'll just come to, I better do that. If I had the chance to, I'll just rather just, like, play ball. But, interesting answer. Well, me, I wasn't surprised. But anyways, all right. So the next question will be, all right, I found this one. Tell me about your, like, most awkward date.
I think I've had one. Yes, I have. So, you know, I was in a relationship with someone from Zebra University, you know, for like a year and a half, then about. So things didn't go well, you know. We ended it, and then in the summer, and then like December, I was like, let me try this dating thing again, you know. The first time it worked out perfectly for me because I already knew the person, you know. But so now I was like, okay, you know. So we went. First of all, the restaurant I chose was one useless restaurant in Newport. I just thought about it out of nowhere. I was surprised she even said, okay, like, yes to it.
Who chose it?
I did. Like, said, oh, you know, what do you think about this place? And she was like, it's fine. I was like, okay, you know. First of all, you know, mans didn't have a car back in college, so she was the one that drove. As if that one wasn't bad enough. I mean, I don't think that's bad, but, you know, for some people, it might be, why wouldn't you have a car or, like, Uber or something, you know?
mean?
So we got there. First of all, the place was an eyesore. Like, the place was just filled with filthy people. I'm sorry. But like, the place was, like, you could smell people with body odor. It was bad. It was bad. And then we're friends already too, right? So we got there and we're talking. But to find out, this madam never told me that she was actually dating a friend of mine. But the guy had been away for so long, like, I was cool with the guy, but she never told me. He never said anything too. So, you know, my mind, I'm like, wow. You know, and then we sat there, we're not looking. Well, then we started talking about things that were irrelevant, like politics. What's my business with politics? And then we were talking, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. And then we'll have like 2 minutes of silence. And just looking around, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, this drink is nice and whatnot. After a while, I just said, you know what? Let's just end this thing.
Where the glass?
I went to Mo. December period. There was food at home.
Oh my god.
No sense.
No, actually, that's very cool, though. Let me stay yourself at the screen.
I'm telling you, it's just
look. What's going on? Wow, okay. Yeah, that is actually awkward. But after that, like, was there any other, or you've just been, like, staying on the low?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a relationship, but you know.
Okay.
Oh my god!
All right. Here is well. Moving forward. Okay, so. But I'll probably just ask you anyways. Five minutes of silence.
For what?
What is the biggest thing that you've gotten away with? Like, give me anything at all, but probably like maybe something that is problem based.
That I've gotten away with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think this year I had a speeding ticket. Like, the speeding ticket was, I was going fast, let's put it that way. I was very fast. I was doing Fast and Furious this thing. I was fast. I was still the fact.
Imagine.
You know. But so I got a ticket. The ticket was whew. It's really after this story, you know why I said that I got away with this. But so the police stop man was like, you know, do you know why I stopped you? And I was like, no, sir. You know, I had my girlfriend in the car and a friend. And so he was like, well, you know, you were going at 120. I was like, I wasn't. I was going at 85, but I was on sport mode. And he was like, well, I had to go up to 120 to catch you. And I was like, okay, so he asked for, you know, license, you know, registration and all that stuff. After that, he ran the license. And I said that my record was clean. Well, then he came back and he looked for like one split second and he said, I'm going to have to arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind, I'm like, for what? He said, well, you were going at a speed, you could have caused an accident and whatnot. He said, so do you mind stepping out of the car? I said, sure, you know. He says, do you have anything on you? I said, no, nothing. Nothing on me. He was like, okay. So he said, is there anybody who could drive your car? I said, yeah, my girlfriend can drive my car. And so then he called for a second officer. The second officer came. And he literally just told my girlfriend and her friend and said, you know, like, he's just gonna go to the, he's just gonna be taken to, take me to jail. and I'll be out in a couple of hours, like two, like 4 or 5 hours. My mind, I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's literally a speeding ticket. Like, at worst, thing is like the speeding ticket, right? You know. So I got there. I got to the station. They looked at my license. Were like, why did I arrest you? I said, I have no idea. He said I was speeding and I could like kill somebody. And then, you know, I was like, okay, whatever, you know. And they were like, wow, like they actually feel bad for me because he's been looking for, you know, for a reason to for a way to reach his quota, because I believe all police officers have to reach a certain quota at the end of a month, according to what they were saying. That's the gist I got.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, wow. So I'm basically a scapegoat, you know. But so that happened. I went through the whole process. They took my picture, whatnot, in prison, like that's a prison in jail.
Oh wow.
You know. So they ran, they were doing all this thing, they were shout moving us from room to room. First of all, there were all kinds of people in that place. But funny enough, I also met a Nigerian who was there. And it was basically like, yeah, they caught him driving without a driver's license, without a registered insurance, you know, all that stuff. And I was like, well, he was like, well, I already have a kid, I have a wife. At this point, they might as well send me back to Nigeria. I was like, damn, bro, like, you know, that's serious. So, after everything, after like a couple of hours, they came, my brother and his wife, and my girlfriend and her friend. Because I told my girlfriend to call my brother, she did, you know. They came, they bailed me out, and then they gave me all my stuff. I was there. I got to the jail place at 1. I left at like 5. I had work that same day at like 9 a.m. So I literally had only like 2 hours of sleep then, about, you know. But then the cut day came, right? And so they said, well, you know, you're speeding ticket and all that. So, but the person was first, before the judge comes, like, there's a, I guess it's a clerk. I don't know what they call them, but they will come, they'll tell you, well, you know, the judge is probably going to help you with this, you should reduce the fine for you and whatnot. So you just pay, just, so first of all, she already helped me out, right? She said you can plead, no solo or something like that, which basically says, like, you know, I need a, you know, deny or admit, basically. So I was like, okay. So she was like, yeah, you can do that, and then you just pay about $200. I was like, fine, you know. And so I got there, and then the judge came in, and then lo and behold, you know, she was looking to the file, and she was like, wait a minute, you went to jail. And I was like, yes. Yeah. She was like, did they tell you why? I was like, no, he just told me that I was speeding too fast for the traffic. And she was like, no, you weren't. Like, you know, the judge was in my defense. Wow. And I was like, what? You know, I've never heard about it. First of all, you know, first of all, the fact that I'm black, you know, it's unheard of, basically, you know, with the system being basically, well, quote unquote, against us, you know. So she was like, oh, you know what? Since you already been to jail, what we're going to do is you don't have to pay anything. Instead, we'll pay you the money you got for your, you paid for your jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go do.
Yeah.
That's something. So, like, literally, the...
Hold on one second. Like... Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm coming now. You did. Okay. Well, sorry. Go on.
Mm-hmm. So literally, like, the, you know, the rate at which you was, like, let's say speeding or something like that, it wasn't something that warranted all those processes that they put you through.
Nope.
Wow. It's just like this. I just don't know all this. And sometimes it'll be like as if people are not seeing this, like, literally seeing it, but I don't know how many times we want to say it or announce it for them to get it that it's an actual real thing. Like, me, I don't even know, but I'm just glad that you were able to really actually get away with that stuff, because I mean, you were not supposed to get it for them to even like reimburse you back or something like that, like give you something.
that's a fact, because you know, because when I was there, another lady from Liberia, she was like, well, you just got the bad end of the stick because he was looking to meet his quota for the month. And I was like, mm-hmm. So that's the reason for you to stop someone for no reason?
Yeah.
With a clean record, like, you know.
You didn't even tell the person why. It's a shallow response.
It really is, you know. And I was like, wow, you know. But, on it all, you know, I got away with it simply by not paying anything. My record is now stained, obviously.
But, yeah.
You know, and you know, being an international student just here for studies and just working on my OPT, it definitely dents my chances of getting an extension. But you know, all I can tell you is, you know, I'm just thankful, honestly, yeah. Because it could have gone south.
Yeah.
And that was the peak. That was February. Yeah. That was the time when all that nonsense was going on, you know. But yeah.
Look at the time frame too.
It be things, though, man. It's just like it is.
But God, there's always God.
I be now.
If it's not for you, we push it away. That's how I see it. But...
honestly, because I won't thought it was gonna be a guy judge, you know. I was like, and what I read on the reviews were like the judges in this court, they're always mean, straight to the books, that they don't, they're not lenient, nothing. So, first of all, it was a lady who helped me out, and she was just very lenient with everybody that whole day. I think something great must have happened, or that's just the way she is. But I was just grateful for the fact that was a lady who actually helped, you know. I was like, wow, what are the chances? As soon as I got out of the courthouse, like, I first shouted, thank you, Jesus. Because, like, my heart was beating. I was like, so this is it. This is where it all ends. But I think that's the biggest getaway I've gotten this year.
Wow. We give God praise. Glory.
Glory.
Well, that's deep, Cheryl. If not, you'll wake up, just yourself, where's the light? Your children shall feel up Nepa. But that was very interesting though. Alright, let me ask you another one. So do you think that the challenges you faced in your life, you know, has like maybe made you to be a better person or worse person, or you're just hanging in the middle?
I feel like it's more or less hanging in the middle, but also like it's made me a better person. I went through, like, after school, I had to learn, after university, right, after college, I had to learn what patience was. You know, like, because it's like, well, everybody's like, well, be patient. Good things comes to those who are patient and whatnot, you know. But you don't really get or understand what that word patience means until you have to exercise it. And this year and last year, I had to have complete patience. Like, really not for patience, a lot of things will have gone wrong. Like, with the fact, with like obviously with the job and what, like, I was already applying for schools already. You know, I was like, well, they say, hey, it is. I'm going back to school. School that I don't like. You know, but I had to be patient, and you know, it happened. You know, but also it has helped me to grow as a person. Honestly, like, With the ticket that came out, I was like, well, you know, now I have to assume a lot more responsibility, because, you know, that childishness that was like, you know, I can drive fast, those police care, who's police, why is they catch me? You know, but now it's like, I'm actually following the laws of the, like, while driving, like, the traffic rules and all that. Like, now I have to assume that responsibility that I've left alone for so long. Because now it's like, well, you can't just do anyhow you want to do, just because, you know, now you feel like you've landed. I've left school, I've left college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is where life really starts. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to realize that now, not that you're alone, but like, now you basically, whatever steps you take, mm-hmm. is what will determine whether you'll be successful or not. Like, your steps right now are so critical that one single mistake may or may not determine your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that is so true. Like, this one, even his tips, that is actually very true. Well, maybe you're taking us to the deep end, though. But I mean, it was needed, because at some point, while you're having fun, I mean, some people need to like learn one or two from, you know, conversations like this. So, thank you.
No problem.
All right, so next question, and funny enough, this is gonna be the last question for this, you know, episode, and hopefully like we'll move forward to like maybe the next episode and everything. So next question is, where does your self-worth come from?
Where does my self-worth?
Yes.
I think, first of all, I pride myself in being a Christian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That itself is worth its weight in gold, you know. Like, people will look at me, this guy, it's Elijah, this guy doesn't pray. I've learned how to pray. I've learned, the things that has happened in my life, have made me want to actually, like, to pray. Because at some point it just felt like, you know, everything was just against me, like things were just coming and crumbling, and I was like, what's really going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I pride myself in being a Christian, but I also pride my name, like myself, in being an Amosu, which is my last name, Amosu, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't just go outside and rubbish my last name. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate to think that's what I would do. Because it's like, first of all, you're not just representing yourself when you're away from your country. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're a son of God. Well, I'm a son of God, you know. But also, I'm an Amosu. And I'm a Nigerian. Like, I pride myself in those three things, first and foremost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my self-worth comes from. Like, from being a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know. But also, it's just repetitive at this point, but you know, being an Amosu is like, I'm proud of who I am, you know. Sometimes it's very hard to be, you know, prideful of your last name. Your last name has been rubbed in dirt. In dirt, you know, like there's some people's last name that you hear, you'll be like, you don't know this person's last name too. Like, you know, I can't imagine, like, looking at the fact that, you know, I'm Nigerian, and the first thing they get, like, when you get here, it's like, you know, you're Nigerian. Well,
God's preserved that place where you come from.
Exactly. And now it's not easy anymore. Like, I was opening the Wells Fargo bank account, mm-hmm. and they asked me for so much information. I was like, what's really going on? Like, I'm just opening bank account too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it doesn't help matters that, like, my girlfriend is American, right? And so, as first, when I was approaching her and she was telling people about me and all that, people were like, well, you know, he's Nigerian, right? He's just trying to get papers from you. In my mind, I'm like, what? And I don't blame them, obviously, because, you know, that's what has happened. Like, Nigerians have just come down, it's gone. But, you know, obviously, that's where I get my self-worth from.
That's actually very interesting. I think, like, also for the fact that you even mentioned, you know, country itself, like me, the way I carry my people head, you know, the culture, very Africanized. Like, even if you want to be what you want to be, like, I still put that at a very high level, as well as, you know, putting God first, which is actually, like, you know, the top of my list too. But like, also, just it's part of it though. I'm not lying. So it's very important that we keep it, you know, we kind of represent who we are in a very, very good way. I know that a lot of us are actually doing that. Like, we know that, like, majority of us are doing that. It's just, you know, last, you still have some people that just have maybe misplaced priorities and stuff like that, you know? So, and those ones, apparently, you know, the negatives will always overshadow the positives. And I don't know, maybe, you know, negatives are getting too much.
Honestly, like, with us being Nigerian, like, the negatives is just outweighing the positives. I feel like their view on Africa itself is just... is wrong. But that's a topic for another day.
You know, to divert there like this. Our way out. Like, seriously, I feel like maybe even this one. Guys, that's the very last question for this episode. I just hope you guys really enjoyed our discussions, you know, just like chit chat with Vivi, and, you know, some fun questions, and also, like, you know, deep kind of like interesting questions that, you know, can maybe have an impact on you guys and, like, the way you think. I really like the fact that you mentioned something about patience. So when people listen, you know, you can get that out. It's a very important virtue. And, you know, sometimes we, as humans, we tend to forget some things sometimes because of, like, our emotions. It just controls us more than, like, our thinking. So we can always just try to remind ourselves, like, why patience is really important. And also, this topic can also be in a two-way thing, but at the same time, you still know that it's important either ways. But yeah, so guys, sadly, that's the last question for this episode. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. Thank you, Vivi, for coming on here.
Thank you for having me.
You're happy to chat with me. It's been a while that we've seen, you know, but hopefully we would meet someday at some point.
Hopefully pretty soon.
Yeah, I really did enjoy this chat. It was fun for me, and I hope it was fun for you guys.